Hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing with The Erica Glessing Show. This is an 8-minute interview series for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my guest today is Jen Halterman. Welcome, Jen.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here with you.
I know. Jen is an amazing podcast queen. She's a life coach. She's global. Nothing goes as planned.
That's for sure.
And she is a great invitation to just being laughter and love. So welcome, Jen.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I know. You know, I'm curious, what was the thing that you went through that when you went, I'm going to change this, something has to change?
Well, I was really on my plan. I was on my course, you know, I was doing the podcasting. I had a global listenership. My life coaching business was great. And then life, and which includes death, happened to me. And so actually what happened was the death of my daughter. She was 37 weeks pregnant. She and her fiance were in a horrible accident, and they had all 5 of my grand dogs with them, and they all left this particular life plane at once together in a, you know, swift moment. And at that point in time, I was like, you know what, I've got all the tools that I can get through this. I can get through this. And 3 years later, I went, man, I almost didn't get through that. And so it's been a process as this last year coming out of real dark grief that did not look anything like I thought it would. Mm. And to say, everything's different. Nothing is the same. And things have got to change now because I'm still here. And that's what it was.
You know, what's amazing to me is that you wake up every day and you're ready to rock and roll. It's like there's life after grief or something, right?
Right. Yes. That's actually kind of what happened. Because when you go through, and this is just my experience, but as I went through the experience of people telling me, if I were you, I would still be curled up in my bed. If I were you, I wouldn't be able to go on. If I were you, this is all my reactions. And I was like, yeah, and I'm here, so I must be doing pretty good. And then I realized I struggled every single day to not just want to get out of bed. That wasn't my catch, and that was just my personal style of grief, but actually to show up in the world, because my showing up in the world wasn't going to the grocery store. My showing up in the world was talking to, you know, 800,000 listeners.
Exactly, right? It's just a completely different reality. It's like being your biggest self. I love it. I like to ask this question, what's your favorite book and why?
Okay, I love books. I love, love, love books. And I'm currently going through letting go of some books, but I have a current favorite book, and it is Year of Yes by Shonda Rhimes. For those of you who do not know, she is the creator of Shondaland, which includes everything Grey's Anatomy and Scandal and all those TV shows.
Okay, great.
Yeah, great book.
All right. Now, what's your favorite song when you were 16?
Oh my gosh. You know, this is a goofy one, but 80s Ladies. I loved 80s Ladies. It was about women who were friends in the 50s and 60s, but yeah, there's a theme of my life.
Oh my gosh. You know, if I was a life coach starting out, what would you tell me? And I'm kind of heart-centered and, you know, but I'm trying to build my business. Mm-hmm. What can you tell me that's like your woohoo?
Don't take it so damn serious. Honestly. And I know that I'm talking to people that are really wanting this to be their livelihood and their passion. Lighten up.
Well, I think we're really good at teaching that. You and I, we're really good at that. Like, light up, baby. It's all right.
Right. Yeah, the moment I get serious, I actually know I'm in trouble. Like, uh-oh, I have left the rails.
Oh my gosh, you know what I saw when you said that? I saw this like weight that of judgments and expectations, just like some of those tools from Access Consciousness. I saw these like weights of judgments and expectations that then our little baby business is supposed to somehow like come out the earth as this perfect, like we put these expectations on it that are just insane. How do I deal with that? What should I do if wow. if I'm going through that? Because that's what I got as soon as you said that.
Yeah. And here's the way this is my languaging, and it is do not skip being a beginner. Don't skip it. Now, you can have a target as those well achieved. You can, absolutely, but do not compare your success to theirs, because you will skip all of those things. Think about a baby. You crawl, you scoot, you start climbing up, you shimmy along the couch. And then if you're watching a marathon runner, you think you suck. But the problem is you don't. You're learning how to stand and you're shimmying and you're falling and you're getting back up a million times. Does that apply to running a marathon? Yes. However, you've got to enjoy the beginning stages.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. So if you had to start over, what would you do first? And that's kind of like not really even if, baby, because from everything you're saying is you're pretty much kind of, you had to kind of start over.
Yeah. Wow. Right now, my answer to that is I would have people I admired, but I would never have anybody that told me what my answers to anything were. If I were to start over, I would never give more power or importance to somebody else's belief or their modality or their approach than mine.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is just insane. I love the energy of that.
I'm kind of a little passionate about this. I'm a little.
Yeah. You know, when I teach books, I teach that to people. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, you might hear this way or that way. Talk to your book and get your truth. And you can't really choose based on someone else's truth.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
And don't, because every time that you do, you're distancing, you're creating separation from you and the alignment of what it is you're actually creating.
Wow.
Yeah.
We just have a second left, so why don't you tell me how people can find you, and then you have a gift for us, I understand.
Yes, please go to jenhalterman.me. That's my website, jenhalterman.me. And on that very first page, you can click on Join the Book Club. I am doing, for 2017, I'm doing a year-long Year of Yes Book Club. And it's no charge. Come and join. It is going to be great. We're going to explore and just say yes and see what we're saying yes to in our life.
I love it. Thank you for coming. You have a fabulous day. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you, Erica.
Woo!
The Erica Glessing Show is being sponsored today by Happy Publishing and the book, The Energy of Creativity. Get your copy of The Energy of Creativity today on Amazon and awaken your creative genius.